Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, I tell you what, we're not short of housing data at the moment.
Housing data everywhere, Mike, and we spoke about Australian property, and we keep asking the question of whether those Australian issues will find their way across the Tasman here. So, look, we welcome the data, Mike. We love data. Data is good. Data tells you what's actually going on. Now, this is QV house price data, so this is a little bit different from the REINZ data because this is on settled transactions. So it could there is a little bit of a historical flavour to it. But with Mike, we've still got this kind of two-speed housing market. You've got the Auckland region, and you've got everywhere else. But is that Auckland malaise starting to impact elsewhere? Well, what are the numbers? New Zealand property values have grown by 0.5% so far this calendar year, and the annual rate of growth is 2.6%. Now, I've just got to put this in here, Mike, just a little reminder for those people who love to make the comparison of shares versus property. What's the NZX calendar year to date? 12.8%, that's versus the 0.5%, and 18.35% in the last 12 months versus 2.6 for houses. So at the moment, shares winning that battle for the moment. The annual rate of growth for Auckland, Mike, is not actually an annual growth rate because it would be a fall, down 1.5%. That's the largest annual fall since the GFC, which kind of is evidence that the market's been going up quite strongly since the GFC. But basically, the Auckland property market's been going nowhere since late 2016. The property party's still trucking along quite nicely elsewhere, though. If you go to the Deep South, Dunedin, 13.3% over the last 12 months, that's pretty good. Not in the same zone as Cowrail, though. If you were investing in Cowrail, you'd have beaten the NZX hands down. You'd be up 24.2%. But if you look at places like Dunedin, the annual growth rate is slowing. And I've always made the point that averages hide lots of other numbers, Mike. I mean, Auckland might be down 1.5%, but sunny coastal North Shore, where I'm a very happy resident, Mike, we're down 4.1%. And I think leafy Devonport's down more than that. So look, Mike, sales are slowing. We saw that in the Bath and Thompson numbers yesterday. Their sales for March down 9.5% since last year. That's the lowest March since 2010. The house price growth is slowing. And if you look at Auckland, Mike, if you go out north of Auckland, or you go to northwest, or you go out west, there's a heck of a lot of product coming onto the market. And so I think affordability will improve. But what that practically and potentially means is that you get negative revaluations for existing homeowners in some places. That is inescapable.
Talk to me about Muta, and you cannot, I mean, I talked to him yesterday, just, you know, quietly, and he, there seems nothing in him. He quit, he's done, she's good, and everything's cool, but you can't say that it wasn't a shock.
Yeah, I mean, so from what we know, he indicated Tuesday night his intention to resign. We understand they had a board meeting on Tuesday night and they appointed Jolie Hodson as the new CEO. Now, you can point to the tenure of Muta, right? You can say he said he was going to be there for 5 to 7 years. His departure was consistent with that. But I think the share market was taken a little bit by surprise by the speed of his resignation and the replacement. And the thing is, Mike, Muta is well known to market participants and analysts. Hodson is less well known. There absolutely appears to have been extensive succession planning within the executive team, but it's inevitable that questions are going to be asked around time. You can't avoid that. And they've got lots going on at Spark at the moment. You've got this agile transformation process. They've changed their work practice, management, hierarchical structures, their design thinking, their HR practices. But, Mike, we can't avoid the question of Spark Sport.
Yeah.
And what would have to be described as a fairly, a pretty critical delivery timeframe with the World Cup looming and a heck of a lot of delivery risk there. So that question is going to be raised. Share price has fallen. It's down 4.5% in the last couple of days. Year to date, down 12.2%. Look, Hodson's definitely got the CV. She's been CFO. She's been CEO of Spark Digital. Clearly has the confidence of the chair and the board. She's currently customer director, but she will be under intense scrutiny.
Yes, she will. We wish her well, though. What are the numbers?
Absolutely. 26239 on the Dow. They're up 60. The S&P 500, 2881, up 15. And the NASDAQ, 7918, up 70 at this stage. FTSE 100, still holding up there, up 27, 7418. The Nikkei, 21713, up 208. The Shanghai Composite, 3216. They're up over 1% yesterday. The ASX 200, 6285, up 43. And the NZX 50, we lost 19 points yesterday, closing at 9939. On the currencies, the Kiwi dollar edging back towards 68 cents, 0.6790, 0.9531 Aussie, 0.6036 euro, 0.5156 pounds, 75.67 yen, $1,291.08 is the gold price, and Brent crude, $69.06.
Yeah, a great day, mate. I appreciate your company as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz. Get on board.